I'm David Brancaccia. There was a moment there last evening when the Phase 1 U.S.-China trade deal seemed over and done, at least according to White House trade advisor Peter Navarro on TV. But then President Trump issued a late-night tweet to the contrary. Marketplace's Nova Safo is here with details. What did Mr. Navarro say at first?
Well, he was on Fox News last night, and during his interview with host Martha McCallum, Navarro listed a number of provocative actions on the part of China, things like the proposed security crackdown on Hong Kong, alleged election interference here in the U.S. And then McCallum asked this question, and I should say she's first talking about President Trump.
He obviously really wanted to hang on to this trade deal as much as possible, and he wanted them to make good on the promises because there had been progress made on that trade deal. But given everything that's happened and all the things you just listed, is that over?
It's over, yes.
Now, those four words, David, sent markets tumbling because it sounded like Navarro said the China Phase 1 trade deal is over. Dow futures went down about 400 points. Asian markets also slid.
It did sound like. Now, that seemed to reverse when the president hit tweet. So was the White House point man on trade misinformed?
Well, Navarro said his comment was taken out of context, that he was referring to lack of trust between China and the U.S. in light of the coronavirus pandemic. But there's no question that the White House was in damage control after that Fox News appearance. As you mentioned, President Trump tweeted saying the China trade deal is fully intact, and the markets did rebound on that news.